Sorry, everybody, for the technical issues that we had. So what were you saying? Your locks and upsets of the week are? Ben? Oh, I was just saying that. Sorry, everybody, for the technical issues. We're still this is the continuation of part two of Loro and Friends Inside the NFL. Who are your locks and upsets of week 15?
Yeah, so Bills over the Broncos, Browns over the Giants as my locks, and the Packers over the Panthers. My upset is the Washington football team over the Seahawks.
What are the rest of your week 15 picks? So I have the Rams over the Jets. That's my lock of the week. Who do you got in that game? What about the Titans over the Lions? The Rams. I got the Titans. Texans over Colts. I got the Texans in an upset victory. What about the Patriots and Dolphins? I picked the Patriots in Miami. Now let's talk about the rest of our Week 15 picks. So who do you like between the 49ers over the Cowboys? I like San Francisco in a narrow victory. About the Seahawks over Washington football team? I picked the Seahawks. And is it because you like what you're seeing out of them so far?
Yeah, I think that their defense it's been very underrated. They've been good against, you know, prime offenses. You see like an offense like Pittsburgh, that got a lot of good receivers, they're quick receivers. And I think that Alex Smith has played serviceable amount of football. I know he's kind of in question this week, but yeah, I think that they have a chance to go win and win this upset-type game. The Seahawks, you know, I know that they beat the Jets, but I think the last several couple weeks, Wilson's gone picked a couple times. He's been fine, but he hasn't been, of course, the same type of guy he was in the first couple. I mean, the first couple weeks of the season, Russ was definitely up there as, you know, unanimous MVP. And definitely for now, he isn't, you know, for sure. He has definitely fallen off, but he's still had a great, really good season. But I think that he has been a lot more beatable the last couple of weeks. They've had a lot of more of their flaws.
All right. So now that being said, now let's talk about who's going to win now between our next game. We're going to talk about next is the next game we're going to talk about next is the Vikings and Bears. I picked the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Vikings. I think they're gonna rebound after that game against Tampa. I really like Dalvin Cook. You know what he's done over the course of his career. And Jefferson and Thielen been a really good combo to help out Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, the last couple of weeks, hasn't played that bad of football games. I know he took a couple of sacks. He had a turnover on him on a forced fumble by JPP at the end. But he's been good enough to be right there in games. He still can make plays, you know, if he has time in the pocket. And I think that Bears team, he already faced the Bears in Chicago and the Vikings won that game, so I think they're going to make it two games.
All right, now let's talk about who's going to win between the Ravens over the Jags. I think that should be an easy one. The Ravens should win this game, but if the Jags beat the Ravens, then the Jags are pretty much playing spoilers.
Yeah, I'm going to the Ravens. This game shouldn't even be close. One team is right now they're going to be in the playoffs. The Ravens, after that game last night, you know, huge confidence boost. I think Lamar, you know, last night, and I know he played decent on against the Cowboys, but last night he really had one of those really big time Lamar games, and I think that he continues with that type of play against Jacksonville, who is very young and just ready to tank. And
then let's talk about both quarterbacks that faced each other in Super Bowl 51, but one of them came back 28 down. So I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady beating Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if the Bucs are clearly in sync yet, but I think that Brady was happy enough that they got the job done. You know, they hit a big skid the last couple games before the bye. I think they need a time to kind of regroup. And no other quarterback that I would want struggling after a bye to come back and play strong than Brady. Because it's happened in the past over the course of his career. And I think he realizes now that every game from here on out is a challenge. And but I think that the Falcons just – they're very – if they don't have a Julio Jones, like, you know, ready to go all the time, he's definitely been in and out this year. They – I would say they're a lot more easier to beat, but he just is a huge difference maker because I think that that offense is definitely – very shaky without him. I know Calvin Ridley is a really good receiver. He's had his moments here and there, but I think that they are a little more one-dimensional without a really good prime receiver in this league in Julio. If he's out there, they play a lot better. If he isn't, then they can tend to struggle at times. I think the defense of the Falcons is okay. You know, they've had their moments here and there, but I think that the Bucs offense can really get things going the last couple weeks here. And
all right, now let's talk about who's going to win between the Cardinals over the Eagles. So Jalen Hurts had an impressive Eagles debut, but there's already quarterback controversy in Philadelphia. I'm going to go out on a limb. Jalen Hurts is going to be their guy going forward, and Carson Wentz gets traded to the Colts.
Yeah, there's been a lot of sputterings here and there about that. Yeah, I think Hurts, you know, definitely after that game against the Saints, I think a lot of the Eagle fans are pretty hopeful after that because the Saints have an extremely, extremely good defense, and he was able to put a bunch of points on that defense, which was pretty impressive. So, you know, I think a lot of players like Miles Sanders said that after the game that he might be the guy to just give them a good spark, and he might be that guy to give them a spark. I think Peterson and Hurts might have a better connection now. I think that him and Carson had that relationship for a long period of time, but I think it just started to fade. And maybe just a new, like a lot of these quarterbacks, kind of finish up some of their time at one place. It just kind of fades out. And I think that, you know, maybe a different place of scenery might help them. And I think that, yeah, exactly, a place like the Colts. You know, the great defense, you know, it's been a great defense for a while, a really good offensive line, a really, really good offensive line. I think a lot of people in the league don't give credit for enough. So I think, you know, of course, and then some receivers, you know, Pittman is a really good draft pick that I think he's going to, you know, be a good guy to build off of. I'm not sure about Hilton's status for the next couple of years. But they can maybe help Wentz out a little bit if he goes there, because I don't think Rivers is coming back there after this year. I think that he's getting up there in age. He could retire after this year. There could be a team that might give him one more year, but he's just kind of done when the season's done. So what was the question you asked me, though?
Eagles-Cardinals
game itself? Yeah, Hurts against Murray, that should be a really fun matchup. I'm going to go Cardinals. I think that I just can't trust the Eagles on a consistent basis in terms of how they've been this year. So give me the Cardinals in this game.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals should win this game. But now let's talk about who's going to win between the Chiefs over the Saints. So I'm going to pick the Chiefs. They're running it back. You know, I don't really think they're going to win the Super Bowl yet again.
Well, this should be an exciting game, a really, really exciting game. I think the Saints are pretty upset with the way that their defense went, and I think their defense is still really good, really legit. You know, Cam Jordan especially kind of at that front in the middle. if Breeze comes back and plays, I think if Breeze is back on Sunday and he plays, much the chances of the Saints winning are a lot higher than he doesn't. I think Taysom Hill has been good enough where he, you know, can give him a lot of games here and there to win. I think he's pretty good, and he could be their guy, their next guy, because Breeze is definitely, you know, coming to the end of his career, which has been incredible for that type of quarterback, who I have a lot of respect for. But I think in a big game like this, I don't know if the Saints want to rush Breeze back. But I think with that being said, if they don't rush him back, I think that the Chiefs just have too much for them to overcome. I know Mahomes didn't even have his best game against the Dolphins, throwing three interceptions, which I give a lot of the credit for the Dolphins defense. That Dolphins defense, we'll talk about more of the Dolphins on Friday for Patriots stock, but that Dolphins defense is really, really scary. They have a lot of, especially their linebackers are extremely, extremely fast. You know, Mahomes didn't even have a bad game besides those three picks, which is crazy because, you think about three interceptions, especially for a guy like that who rarely turns the ball over. He was joking after the game that, of course, because the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and the Niners was at Hard Rock, and he had two picks in that game. So over the last two games at Hard Rock, he's thrown five interceptions, which is crazy to think. So he has a love – he said he has a love-hate relationship for that place because, of course, he won the Super Bowl. But I think he realizes that two of those games, if his defense didn't help him out, and he did play well besides the picks, the results might have changed. But give me the Chiefs. I think even if Breeze is back, I think the Saints have a better chance to win. Or
I'm going with the Chiefs as well. I think Mahomes can really wear out that Saints defense. That's what I think here. So anyway, sorry again for the technical difficulties. Ben, I will see you on Friday for Patriots Talk. We'll talk about AFC East news and notes, game picks for each AFC East opponent, and also talk about the games for each AFC East opponent on Patriots Talk on Friday. And thanks for everybody that joined Loro and Friends Inside the NFL. And even though we had technical difficulties, it was a great show.
I know we apologize for the technical difficulties, but great chat with you, Loro. Looking forward to another great show on Friday.